This is News Today with WDW News Today. I'm Tom Corliss of WDWNT.com. Please like this video, subscribe, and hit the notifications bell to make sure you never miss the latest from the Disney theme parks around the world. Before we get to the news, real quick, I want to plug something, even though we don't have a date and time set up just yet. As you all know at home, I collect a fair amount of Disney things, and also for birthdays and Christmas, people never know what to buy me, so they just buy me Funko Pops and things of that nature, which I don't really collect. It's not knocking the gifts I get. It's just, you know, people don't know what to get me. They never know what I have and don't have. But there comes a point at which you look around at your stuff and you're like, I think I have too much. I need to get rid of some stuff. So that's what I'm doing. I'm actually having a bit of a spring cleaning sale, which we're going to be doing this weekend. Stay tuned for details, probably on Wednesday's show. We'll have more details for you. But I'm going to be putting up several, probably over 100 items, if not more, up for auction. And the proceeds will actually go to right here at WDWNT. We're going to use the proceeds to do a number of things we wanted to do. There's some studio projects, some museum projects, some other things that we need some additional funds for. And so we figured if I'm clearing all this stuff out, we might as well make some good of it and make you aware of it so it goes to a good home. So stay tuned. Details are coming. It'll be a live auction. We're going to stream the auction portion, and you could bid along at home. It'll be a fun time. So stay tuned for details on that. But now, the news for March 27th, 2023. A new selection of pressed penny designs for the Disney 100 celebration are now available at various locations across the Walt Disney World Resort. The new designs that are appearing are, in fact, replacing mostly the 50th anniversary designs, which have been available, of course, since October of 2021. And now they are Disney characters with the Disney 100 logo. We found them at several locations. More are showing up every day. And in fact, we have a post we are constantly updating at WDWNT.com to keep you in the loop. We have not yet seen the medallions, the big coins. Those haven't changed yet. There's still 50th designs across property, but we'll let you know as soon as they do change. The expectation is they will be 100th anniversary designs as well. Loungefly has announced a new Haunted Mansion backpack at WonderCon in Anaheim, California. To coincide with the new backpack, other accessories and matching gear are accompanying it, including pins, a crossbody bag, and a hoodie. The line is mostly inspired by the iconic stretching room of the Haunted Mansion, which debuted in 1969 at Disneyland and 1971 at the Magic Kingdom. Again, other items include the infamous 13 clock face and Madame Leota, among other artifacts from the mansion. And again, there's a backpack, a crossbody bag, pins, and a hoodie. The collection may be available at Disney parks and on Shop Disney this fall, but no announcement has been made at this time. If you're a fan of the Matterhorn bobsleds or the Autopia, you may want to keep an eye out for a new Bob Gurr Funko Pop that was revealed at WonderCon in Anaheim. It's coming soon. Twitter user at Funko Pop News shared the reveal from the WonderCon floor, showing the legend, Disney legend and iconic Imagineer immortalized as a Funko Pop vinyl. In the pop, Bob is depicted with white hair, wearing a Hawaiian shirt and khakis, while holding a tiki mug. Hawaiian shirts are, of course, a favorite of the 91-year-old, one of the last remaining Imagineers who worked with Walt Disney himself. Again, a release date or location not yet given. We don't think this is going to be in the parks. We don't think this is park-related. They don't really sell pop vinyls of anyone but Walt Disney, really, so of real people. So this will probably be released elsewhere, but we'll keep you in the loop. A new remote control monorail playset is now available at the Walt Disney World Resort. We found it in the Emporium at the Magic Kingdom. It's $99.99. It includes a model of a monorail with red and yellow stripes, emulating Mickey Mouse. Mickey and his friends are pictured on the side of the cars, and Cinderella Castle is next to Mickey, while Spaceship Earth is next to Minnie. Walt Disney World is printed across the last car between Chip and Dale and Pluto. There's also fireworks around the characters. The remote control itself is also monorail-shaped with buttons on top. The set includes a gray track with a purple monorail archway at the station, and this replaces that 50th anniversary set that was released in 2021. This program is brought to you by our official travel agent sponsor, The Vacationeer, the engineers of your next magical vacation. Sit back and let their team of vacation planning experts craft your family's next magical Disney trip. The best part is their services are free. Visit WDWNT.travel for details. The pricing and menus have been released for the return of breakfast and lunch to the Akershus Royal Banquet Hall in Epcot in the Norway Pavilion. Dinner returned to the restaurant last November. Breakfast will be $53 per adult ages 10 and up and $34 per child ages 3 to 9 plus tax and gratuity. Lunch is $63 per adult and $41 per child plus tax and gratuity, the same as dinner. La Cantina de San Angel in the Mexico Pavilion of Epcot has a new churro sundae dessert, perfect for a sunny day in Florida. As you could tell by our photos, it was perfect weather for it. It wasn't melty at all. The churro sundae is $7.99, and for this treat, you can choose from vanilla ice cream, caramel ice cream, or a swirl of both flavors. And we got the caramel ice cream with the caramel sauce drizzled on top, and of course, it comes with churros in it. You can read the review at WDWNT.com. Dave Portnoy of Barstool Sports returned to Walt Disney World this week and did another One Bite pizza review, this time at the Via Napoli Pizzeria in Epcot's Italy Pavilion. In 2021, Portnoy infamously visited Pizza Rizzo at Hollywood Studios and rated the pizza a surprising 7.1 out of 10, saying it was not the worst they've ever had, not the best. In his newest video, Portnoy took a whole pizza from inside Via Napoli to try, took it outside, and before taking a bite, Portnoy noted that his stomach was off because he just rode Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind, and he's not a roller coaster guy. Being Neapolitan, the Via Napoli pizza automatically starts at a 6.8 on Portnoy's rating scale. He brought the Via Napoli pizza up to a 7.1, which of course is the same rating he gave to Pizza Rizzo, saying it's pretty good stuff. Of course, Via Napoli is often considered the best pizza on Walt Disney World property, while Pizza Rizzo, well, usually not so much. Maybe it's time to admit that this guy knows nothing about pizza. That might be something we have to admit at this point. I know I'm a pizza snob, grew up in the Italian section of the Bronx, New York, and people hate to go eat pizza with me in general because of that. But Dave, I'm going to, you know, obviously you have a much bigger following and this doesn't really matter, but maybe it's time to stop reviewing pizza if you think Via Napoli is the same quality as Pizza Rizzo. In recent months and years, rumors have swirled around the possibility that Rock and Roller Coaster with Aerosmith could be rethemed at Disney's Hollywood Studios. And of course, controversy surrounding frontman Steven Tyler have fed speculation from fans to even actors that the ride would be changed. But despite these whispers, it seems Aerosmith fans won't miss a thing. Reportedly, cast members of the attraction were told that Rock and Roller Coaster will reopen just as it closed, with the rockin' jams of Aerosmith still serenading riders as they loop, twist, and dash through Los Angeles on their way to the concert. Despite occasional rumors, Disney has not removed Aerosmith from the ride at this point, which would involve a near-complete retheme of the ride, you would think, unless, of course, they pick another band. In 2016, though, Disney did digitally alter a hand gesture by Tyler that could be considered obscene. Shocking. Rock and Roller Coaster closed in February of 2023 for a months-long refurbishment. It's scheduled to reopen sometime this summer. There is no official date, and no details on the refurbishment have been provided by Disney. A new set of Moana-inspired Minnie Mouse ears in a headband form are available at Walt Disney World. We found the Flower Crown ears at the Emporium in the Magic Kingdom and many other locations, for that matter. They're $34.99. The ears are decorated with a brown and tan pattern featuring waves, fish, and flowers. And tropical orange, pink, and purple flowers with green leaves are between the ears. The pattern on the ears resembles the pattern on Moana's clothes and Maui's tattoos, and the headband is covered in cream-colored twill and lined with coral pink velour. Coral pink fabric also lines the edges of the ears. The matching Moana, Dooney, and Burke collection is coming soon to Disney Parks. The end of the trail may be slightly farther down the horizon than previously anticipated for a popular Walt Disney World restaurant. Trail's End, a restaurant at Disney's Fort Wilderness Resort and Campground, will be shutting down in its present form as a table service restaurant and is receiving a massive transformation from table service to quick service. Before the pandemic, Trail's End was a buffet-style experience and has since emphasized family-style dining for breakfast and dinner. We previously reported on the announced closing when they cut off dining reservations in April, but it seems now that they will be open past that date. The final day of posted hours for the restaurant had initially, again, been April 17th, as that's, again, when reservations ended for the restaurant. But those hours now end on May 7th. This tentatively means that that may be the last day of operation for Trail's End as a table service restaurant. We'll have to wait and see. We talked to some servers there. We ate there like a week or two ago. They don't really know when they're closing. They don't know where they're going. Disney hasn't told them where any of them are moving to yet. So there's still a lot of confusion and a lot of questions to be answered with this switchover. Adventureland and Walt Disney's Enchanted Tiki Room are the inspiration for a new collection of apparel we first spotted at the Marketplace Co-op at Disney Springs. There's a new button-down shirt, new t-shirts, all sorts of new stuff, and it is, I think it's fantastic. Check it all out at WDWNT.com. Reports on social media are claiming that the nooses on Phantom Manor at Disneyland Paris have been removed as sensitivity updates continue on Disney attractions around the world. According to Phantom Manor Legends, a Facebook fan page in France specifically focused on the Haunted Mansion-inspired attraction in Paris, all the nooses were removed from the attraction except the one held by the Phantom in the stretching room pre-show. This includes the end scene pictured here, where a noose formerly hung over a coffin next to the Phantom, which was added in the 2019 update. It's likely that the nooses were removed due to sensitivity surrounding the topic of suicide for many guests, and indeed such changes have also been discussed for the Haunted Mansion at Disneyland and Walt Disney World with no results as of yet. When the ride reopened with Disneyland following its 16-month-long COVID closure, a number of small changes were made to the attraction, but again, the noose was not one of them. Again, it's been rumored on social and beyond for a while now, and so we've anxiously waited to hear if Disney's going to do it. But nonetheless, they've at least gone through and removed other nooses from the Phantom Manor attraction, but we'll have to wait and see how this all shakes out in the end. Let us know in the comments. I know there's some people that are like, yeah, I wouldn't mind if they removed it. Obviously, the stretching room, such an iconic and memorable and important part of all of the Haunted Mansion attractions worldwide, that it would be strange to not have it there. But I also can understand the opposite point of view, where if you know someone who's been through such an ordeal, that could be really triggering, right? So let us know in the comments what you think. Annual maintenance is an inevitability no matter where you go in the theme park world, but fortunately, Tokyo Disney Resort prefers to tell guests far in advance of upcoming maintenance plans, and in fact, quite a bit of attractions are scheduled for short refurbishments now through October of 2023, and they've updated the schedule, so let's take a look at what will be going on at both Tokyo Disneyland and DisneySea. At Disneyland, the Swiss Family Treehouse will be closed from April 1st until an undetermined date. Pirates of the Caribbean will be closed from September 5th to April 7th. Of course, we know that's going to be reopening on April 8th. That's just a few weeks away as part of the 40th anniversary celebration. The Blue Bayou restaurant will also be closed until April 9th. Cafe Orleans is closed until March 31st. Alice's Tea Party is closed April 3rd to the 17th. Space Mountain closed again April 17th to June 21st as they prepare to close forever for the rebuilding of the attraction as a new Space Mountain. Pinocchio's Daring Journey is closed April 18th to May 1st, Dumbo from May 10th to May 25th, the Mark Twain Riverboat from May 10th to June 28th, Buzz Lightyear's Astro Blaster is closing for a long one, May 11th to October 31st, the Castle Carousel will be closed June 12th to the 22nd of June, Snow White's Adventures June 19th to June 23rd, the Jungle Cruise Wildlife Expeditions June 27th to July 28th, Meeting with Mickey in front of the Main Street House is closed July 3rd to September 13th, Sky Full of Colors will not be presented July 3rd to September 6th. The Haunted Mansion is closed for its annual update and overlay into the Haunted Mansion Holiday Nightmare August 10th to September 13th. Gadget's Go Coaster is closed September 4th to the 13th. It's a Small World September 15th to October 2nd. Roger Rabbit's Cartoon Spin September 19th to October 6th. And this is not an error. Pirates of the Caribbean will close again, even though it's been closed for several months already, from October 3rd through October 27th. Meanwhile, over at DisneySea, the Saludos Amigos greeting dock will be closed until July 31st. Fortress Explorations is closed until June 30th. Raging Spirits is closed from May 12th to June 14th. Jasmine's Flying Carpets is closed June 13th to August 3rd, apparently to accommodate the construction of the entrance of the new land, which, of course, is Fantasy Springs. Flounder's Flying Fish Coaster is closed August 28th to October 2nd. 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea, my personal favorite, is closed October 3rd to November 6th. Please note that these dates are subject to change, and be sure to keep these in mind for your next visit to Tokyo Disneyland or DisneySea, or I know for many of you, maybe your first visit as the world returns to normal. For the absolute latest on these stories and all that didn't make it into today's show, be sure to check WDWNT.com and follow us on all your favorite social media platforms. You can support the entire team behind this show and others by joining the WDWNT Inner Globe Society at patreon.com/WDWNT. Get access to exclusive content, discounted show and event tickets, and more. Special shout out to all of our WIGS members who make this show happen every week. For the worldwide leader in Disney Parks news, this is Tom Corliss saying, enjoy the rest of your today and have a great, big, beautiful tomorrow.
Thank you.